And now for a winter publishing event called Time's Eye. It's a new science fiction collaboration by two of the greatest living practitioners of the genre, Arthur C. Clarke and Stephen Baxter. Alan Chews has a review.
The story begins with Seeker, a million-year-old upright humanoid creature who finds herself transported from her ancient habitat in an old South Asian forest to the same location in the late 19th century. Here, British troops occupy the territory, along with a few journalists on assignment to cover their maneuvers, including the young Rudyard Kipling, all of them observed by a group of floating eye-like orbs. In chapters immediately following, we observe the crew of an orbiting Soyuz space capsule and the helicopter crew of a UN peacekeeping force being thrust out of the year 2037 into the same late 19th century location. If it is the late 19th century, what seems to have occurred is a vast wrenching of time and geography. And this becomes rapidly apparent to all of the characters we meet, including, as the story unfolds, Genghis Khan and his marauding Mongol hordes and the Macedonian army of Alexander the Great. The Earth has become a sort of patchwork from its core to thousands of miles above the surface, a discontinuity of what some of the characters come to talk of as space-time. Our best idea is that space and time are a kind of tapestry, says one of the time-warped characters. The fundamental units of the tapestry are minuscule strings. The strings vibrate. So does the story, as the book builds toward a monumental clash between the armies of Alexander the Great and Genghis Khan. Heads fly, so do ideas. You won't want to set the book down to eat or sleep or work if you can help it. And this is only Volume 1.
The book is Time's Eye by Arthur C. Clarke and Stephen Baxter. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.